要的原则。
I hope you will never forget this principle.
希望各位永远不要忘记这个原则。
Galatians 5.
格罗西加拉太书第五章。
Whenever you face disagreement or conflict.
什么时候你面对冲突或者说是意见不一致。
There's only one way to act.
只有一个方式。
Display the fruit of the Spirit.
我们就要把圣灵的果子表现出来。
Be spirit controlled and not out of control.
让圣灵来管理我们，不要脱离圣灵的管理。
One of the key fruits of the Spirit is self-control.
圣灵管理的这个果子的表现，其中一个就是节制。
And that's what you'll need when your emotions get all stirred up.
当你的情绪被激起的时候，那你就是需要。
And you start feeling that anger.
你开始感觉到发怒了。
Be spirit controlled.
那个时候让圣灵来管理我们。
And don't be controlled by the lust of the flesh.
不要让肉体的情欲来管理我们。
The eight social sins we looked at.
我们看过社交方面的八方面的罪恶。
And then we looked at James as he speaks to a whole group of Jewish early Christian churches.
然后我们看见雅各向着犹太人组成的教会来传讲信息。
James said, control the anger, control the tongue, and control the criticism.
雅各告诉我们说，我们要控制我们的怒气，控制我们的舌头，并且我们the third one?
Criticism.
Right. 控制别人对我们的批评。
Now we're going to look at the church at Philippi.
现在我们看在腓立比的教会。
Lessons in conflict from the church at Philippi. Act in humility, not in pride.
从腓立比的教会学习冲突的功课，行事要谦卑，不要骄傲。
Now the church in Philippi was a beloved church of the Apostle Paul.
保罗喜爱腓立比的教会。
It was a mature church.
这是一个成熟的教会。
This church was a generous church, giving money to Paul's mission.
这一个教会是非常慷慨的教会，常常馈送保罗传福音的使命的这个行程。
And it was a doctrinally sound church.
也是一个在信仰上面纯正的教会。
It had overseers and deacons and hard workers.
这个教会里面有长老，有执事，有许多殷勤侍奉主的人。
This church brought endless joy to the Apostle Paul.
这个教会带给使徒保罗许许多多的喜乐。
Yet even in this mature church, there was conflict brewing.
但是就在这样的一个教会中间，却有一些的冲突的事情发生。
We know from the letter there was pride and selfishness.
从腓立比书信里面我们看见中间有骄傲，有纷争。
We know there was complaining.
我们也看见里面有这个埋怨。
And Paul even names two prominent sisters who were having conflict together.
保罗甚至于在这个教会的书信中间提出两个有名的姊妹，著名的姊妹，他们中间的冲突。
So even the best of churches have conflict.
就是最好的教会中间也有冲突。
The best of families have conflict.
最好的家庭也有冲突。
Even the best of friends get into conflict.
最好的朋友中间也会有冲突。
Do you remember what happened to Paul and Barnabas? They had a sharp conflict.
你记得保罗和巴拿巴这两个好朋友中间，他们却有非常尖锐的冲突。
So the issue is, how do we properly handle conflict?
所以我们的问题是怎么样正确的合宜的处理冲突。
We will face this all our lives.
我们一辈子都要面对这个问题的。
Only when we get to heaven will this war of the soul and with others end.
只有我们到了天家的时候，这一个魂里头的征战才会停止。
Now it's to this wonderful church that we get some of the best Counsel on handling conflict.
从这个最好的教会，我们要得着神要给我们处理冲突的教导。
And in this book, we'll have one of the greatest statements made of Christ's person.
在这一卷书信的里面，我们也看见保罗啊，他所有的陈述，把基督是谁，基督怎么样，告诉了我们。
So let's open to Philippians chapter 2.
所以我们现在能够打开腓立比书第二章。
And I would like brother to read verses 3 to 5, verses 3 to 5 in Chinese.
我们读第二章第三到第五节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Here's some of the best advice we could ever get.
这是我们所得到最好的教导。
Don't do anything out of pride and selfishness.
不要从这个自私的私欲中间来行事。
At the root of most conflicts is pride.
在任何的冲突，它的根本就是由于骄傲产生的。
And it's because of pride we cannot reconcile things.
因为人的骄傲以至于人不愿意去和解。
And then the twin sister is selfishness.
那么跟骄傲在一起的双生的姐妹就是自私。
So I would say at the root of all conflict is pride and selfishness.
所以冲突的这个根本就是骄傲跟自私。
So how do we deal with pride and selfishness?
我们怎么处理冲突中间的骄傲跟自私呢？
Well, let's see how Paul has us deal with it.
我们看看保罗怎么样处理。
So first he says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit.
中文说凡事不可结党，英文是说是从自私中间出来的，还有贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Now he's talking about relationships now.
保罗是说到人与人中间的关系。
Here's how we're to act towards one another.
告诉我们怎么样彼此相待。
In humility.
在谦虚中间。
That's our key word, humility.
谦卑是一个主要的词。
Because later he'll say that Christ humbled himself.
因为下文我们看见讲到基督怎么样降卑。
Now, if Christ humbled himself, certainly we need to act in humility.
如果基督要降，需要降卑，我们更是要谦卑。
So, in humility,
所以在谦卑中间，
count others more significant than yourselves.
看别人比自己强。
How do you do that?
你怎么做呢？
Well, the next part of the verse explains it.
下一节，这一节的下半又就告诉我们，解释出来了。
Let each of you look not only on his own interest, but also the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And then he focuses even closer on his topic.
他这里更是这个仔细的来看这一个问题。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Have this mind among yourself, which is in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Now, how do we count other people more important than ourselves?
我们怎么样看别人比自己更强呢？
Well, the verse actually explains it. It's by not being preoccupied with yourself all the time.
圣经告诉我们很清楚，不要老是想着自己。
It's by serving other people.
乃是服侍别人。
Washing people's feet.
洗别人的脚。
Bearing one another's burdens.
能够担当彼此的重担。
This is how we put others before ourselves.
这就是我们把别人摆在我们前头。
We do it by serving them.
我们借着服侍他们表现出来。
Now let me explain what Paul is doing here because it's brilliant.
我们来看一看保罗所说的。
He's setting attitudes in the church.
他把一个态度设立在教会中间。
Now, it doesn't matter what church you go to. Every church has a corporate spirit.
不管你去哪一个教会，哪一个教会都有他自己的所谓的精神。
It has an attitude, a culture, an atmosphere.
那就是他们的态度，那就是他们的文化。
Now, you've probably seen this yourself.
也许你看见过这件事。
You go visit a church.
你去访问一间教会。
And in about 15 minutes, you can sense the culture of that church.
大概15分钟，不要15分钟，你就感觉得到那个教会所有的文化。
Are the people happy being there?
啊，这是不是在那里的人都很喜乐呢？
Or are they just going through the motions? I have to be here.
啊，或者他们就是习以为常的，就是啊，在那里聚义呢？
Are the people angry?
那个教会里面是不是充满着怒气？
Are they proud of themselves, self-righteous?
啊，那个教会是不是满了骄傲、自以为是的人？
Are they stingy and they don't like to give?
那个教会是不是一个很小气的人，不愿意奉献的人？
Is it a cold group?
是不是一个很冷的一群人？
No one comes up to you and even says hi.
没有人来跟你打招呼。
No one smiles.
没有人给你一个笑容。
No one participates in the singing.
没有人参与在唱诗中间。
So you can sense what the church is like.
所以你能够感觉得到那个教会是怎么样的一个态度。
Every church has a corporate spirit.
每一个教会都有一个团体的精神态度。
Now what Paul is doing here is going after the spirit of the church.
保罗在这里所说的乃是针对着教会的那个精神他来说。
The problem with good churches is they often fall into pride.
一个好教会往往的会落入骄傲中间。
We have sound doctrine.
我们的信仰纯正。
There's no one else like us.
没有人跟我们一样。
I wouldn't go to another church.
我不会上别的教会去的。
And we become very proud of ourselves.
我们非常的引以自己为傲。
But when you get proud of yourself, that will lead to fighting.
当你 引以自己为傲的时候就 引入到战争中间去了。
So Paul is setting the right spirit in the church.
保罗在那里要建立正确的精神。
Now what is the right corporate spirit of a church?
什么是一个教会正确该有的精神呢？
Well, humility.
是谦卑。
And serving one another.
是彼此服侍。
Deep concern about the interest of others.
非常在意别人的益处。
A generous spirit.
有一个真的这样的一个感觉。
A warmth and a reception of new people.
欢迎新来的人。
Joy in the church.
在教会中有喜乐。
Loving to be with one another.
欢喜跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
You can literally feel that.
你能够真的感受到这一点。
I remember I visited this church one time.
我记得有一次去拜访一个教会。
Maybe half the number of people that we have here right now.
大概是我们中间的一半那么多的人数。
Well, I got done speaking.
我讲完了道。
And I went down the side aisle to get to the back of the door.
我就从旁边走到门那里去。
And I got halfway down the aisle and someone stopped me just to talk for about a minute or two.
大概我走的一半的时候就有人就把我拦住了跟我说一说话。
So when we were done talking, I went to the back.
当我跟他说完了话就到后头去。
And almost everyone was gone.
那个时候大概其他的人都走了。
I said, where is everyone?
我就说那人呢人都上哪儿去了。
I thought they must be a hungry group.
我想他们肚子一定都很饿了。
They couldn't get out of there fast enough.
他们呢真是要快快的撤。
In about 2 or 3 minutes, the entire congregation was gone.
两三分钟整个的教会人都不见了。
Well, that tells me a lot about that congregation.
那个告诉我这个教会的精神是什么。
Now, I visited other churches.
我也拜访了其他的教会。
Get to the back door.
也到了那个进口的地方。
45 minutes later.
整个聚会完了45分钟了。
People are still talking.
人还留下来，你跟我说，我跟你说。
Finally, one of the ushers has to say, please leave, we've got to leave, please leave.
招待的最后没办法说、走了走吧。
I have to turn the lights out and lock the building, please talk outside.
招待说我需要把灯关了，我需要把门关上了，走吧。
Well, that church loves being with one another.
那个教会的精神是他们欢喜彼此在一起。
You can feel it.
你可以感觉得到。
So,Paul is dealing with the corporate spirit of a good church.
保罗在这里所面对的是一个教会好的精神。
And he says there is pride underneath this whole thing.
但是保罗说在这一个好的精神底下有骄傲。
And there's a growing selfish spirit.
也有一个自私的这一个灵在里头。
Now it's not as bad as Corinth.
不是这个像哥林多那样子。
But if the seed of this problem is not dealt with, it will get worse.
但是如果这一个根底下那个种子不去这个根不去面对的话，那就糟糕了。
Now we need to do the same thing, set the spirit of a church.
我们需要把教会的精神能够建立起来。
I often have people will call me and they'll say, do you have a doctrinal statement or we're writing a constitution for our church?
常常人问我说你有没有一个教会的这个宪章或者教会信仰的告白。
And they want to make sure all their doctrine is straight. They got the right constitution for the church.
他们盼望说他们的信仰告白都是非常纯正的、准确的。
And I like to ask people this question when they want to talk about doctrine and the constitution.
我要告诉大家，当有人这样的想的时候
，I ask them, "What's the spirit of your church like?"
我就问他说，你们教会的精神是什么样的呢？
Inevitably, they'll say, "I don't even know what you're talking about."
大概几乎所有人都说，我不晓得，不明白你在说什么。
And then I ask him.
然后我就问
，When you go there, what do you feel? What do you sense? What do you see?
我说，当你到了教会的时候，你看见什么？你感受什么
？Have you thought of setting the right spirit in your church?
你有没有想过在教会中间建立正确的态度
？Oh, they said, "No, we never even thought of that."
他们说，我从来没想过。
I said, that is very important that you have the Christ-like spirit.
我说你们需要有像基督一样的精神。
So Paul says, I want everyone in the congregation to have the mind of Christ.
所以保罗说愿意你们众人都以耶稣基督的心为心。
Every single member.
每一个人。
And what was that spirit like?
这一个精神是什么呢?
Humility.
乃是谦卑。
And a desire to serve one another and build one another up.
愿意去彼此建立，把别人建立起来。
So that's his answer. I want all of you to tune yourself to Christ's attitude.
所以在这里他告诉我们说，愿意每一个人都连于耶稣基督的心。
Let me give you an example.
我给各位一个例子。
If we had 1,000 pianos over in the gym,
如果在体育馆那里我们有一千台的钢琴
And we started to tune one piano to the next piano to the next piano
我们从第一个钢琴调音然后根据那个调第二个第三个
It would just be a short while and they would be out of tune
那么这样的调音的话呢很快的一会儿的大家的音都不准了
But if I took a tuning fork
但是如果我拿一个调音器
And I hit it, bing.
然后我敲它一下 ,ding.
Every piano would be perfectly in tune with that tuning fork.
每一个一家的钢琴都会照着这一个标准的音都能够和弦了都能够对了。
1,000 pianos perfectly tuned to the tuning fork.
一千台的钢琴都能够朝着调音器都能够调得准。
So this is exactly what Paul is doing here.
这就是保罗在这里所做的。
He says every single individual member is to tune their attitude to Christ.
他说每一个信徒都要朝着基督的这个音来调。
And if you tune your attitudes to Christ, you will not fight so much.
如果各位都照着基督的这个音来调，你们彼此中间就不会如此激烈的在那里有冲突。
And at this point, he elaborates on the work of Christ.
这个时候他就把基督所做的就加以这个延伸来解释。
He says, he humbled himself.
他说基督自己谦卑。
It's one of the greatest statements in the New Testament. Christ humbled himself.
基督降卑是新约圣经中间最宝贵的。
And he became obedient to the point of death.
他顺服以至于死。
Death on a cruel cross.
死在冷酷的十字架上。
That's how far he went for you.
那是我们的主为着我们所做的是何等的超越。
So that should be our attitude towards one another.
那是我们彼此中间该有的态度。
Humility.
谦卑。
And the care to concern about one another.
并且有一个顾念别人的品格。
Now, would you take your Bibles and open to 1 Peter chapter 5?
大家能找到彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
I'll read it in English and then brother will read it in Chinese.
啊，他先读英文。
Likewise, you who are younger, these are junior leaders, be subject to the elders, that's the elders of the church. Now look carefully at this. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another, for God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，这里所说的是年幼的教会的领袖们。就是你们众人，也就是每一个人，也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Now, if I came to your church and I said to you this,
如果我来到你们教会，我对你说
，I'm going to tell you how to dress on Sunday morning.
我要告诉你礼拜天早上该怎么这个准备你的服装。
What would you think of that?
你会怎么想？
I'm going to insist on how you dress on Sunday morning.
礼拜天早上我要强调坚持每一个人的服装该怎么样。
Well, this is America. No one tells me how to dress.
这是在美国啊，没有一个人告诉我们说我们该怎么穿衣啊。
I was at a church once and I pointed down and I said, "Can I tell? I'm going to tell you how to dress on Sunday morning. Will you do it?"
啊，如果我来到一个教会，我就手指着你说你礼拜天该怎么穿衣服。
He said, "No." No one's going to tell me how to dress.
啊，你说不，没有人会告诉要告诉我该怎么穿。
Well, I'm going to tell you how to dress.
啊，我要告诉你该怎么样穿着。
He says, "Clothe yourself with all humility."
他说，你们众人要以谦卑束腰作为衣服。
Peter's telling you how to dress on Sunday morning.
彼得告诉了我们礼拜天早上该怎么样穿着。
When you come to church on Sunday morning, put your best clothes on.
礼拜天早上你要穿上最好的衣服。
The clothes of humility.
是谦卑成为我们的衣服。
So, can I tell you how to dress?
所以我能够告诉你该怎么穿吗?
Yes, I can.
是的，我可以。
Because the Bible says, clothe yourself with humility.
因为圣经告诉我们说以谦卑当作衣服来束我们的腰。
Now he's talking to the older ones and the younger ones.
他是对着年长的也对着年幼的都这么说。
And all over the world right now, there's conflict between the older ones in the church and the younger ones in the church.
全世界里头都有教会年长的年幼的中间所有的冲突。
It's very rare today to see a church where the older ones and the younger ones get along well.
很稀奇能够看见一个教会中年老的跟年幼的能够彼此和睦相处。
So it was true in Peter's day also.
在彼得的那个年代也是如此。
So he says, you younger ones,
所以彼得说你们年幼的
Be subjected to the elders,
要顺服年长的
But all of you,
但是你们所有的人
Older ones,
老的
Younger ones,
年幼的
Put on the right clothes,
都要穿上对的衣服
Humility towards one another,
彼此谦卑束腰彼此顺服
Does this apply to mothers and fathers?
这个是不是能够应用在做父母的中间呢
?Do mother and father dress in humility towards children?
做父母的向着儿女是不是谦卑束腰呢
?Yes, they do.
是的。
Because Christ put on humility.
因为基督以谦卑来束腰。
We are to be humble with one another.
我们需要彼此谦卑。
This would bring families closer together if parents were honest and humble, even before their children.
如果父母在孩子面前是真实的谦卑来束腰的话，那会带进家里面何等的和睦。
Admit when they're wrong.
当他们有错误的时候，勇于承认。
Be more cooperative.
更愿意有一个合作的态度。
More understanding and concern for their thoughts and feelings.
更多的能够考虑到这个别人的所有的心思意念。
Now we should sort of shake in our boots right now.
现在呢我们继续往前。
Because he says God opposes the proud.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
You don't want God opposing you.
你不要神在那里来阻挡你。
But he is against the proud.
但是神是确实阻挡骄傲的人。
How about proud Christians?
那么骄傲的基督徒呢?
So proud we're right.
我们何等的以为我们自己是对的，以这个为骄傲。
I call this the pride of rightness.
我叫这些人是说，这个有正确的意念的骄傲。
And the pride of rightness has destroyed many homes and many churches.
自以为有正确的这种骄傲，叫很多的家庭就破裂。
But God gives His grace to the humble.
但是神赐恩给谦卑的人。
So Paul is telling them how to dress.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们该怎么穿。
Peter is telling them how to dress.
彼得也告诉我们该怎么穿。
I'm telling you how to dress.
我也告诉你该怎么穿。
Dress always with humility.
总是以谦卑作为衣裳来穿上。
That lowly-minded attitude that understands our relationship under God.
我们在神的底下谦卑，总以谦卑为念。
Now, our Lord gives an example of this kind of humility.
我们的主为着我们啊，做了这个谦卑的榜样。
And it's a wonderful example.
那是一个了不起的榜样。
We need examples, don't we?
我们何等的需要有榜样。
You get a principle, be humble.
你有了这个原则，要谦卑。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍。
But that always can be abstract.
但是呢，往往的是一个抽象。
What does it look like?
那么到底是什么样子呢？
So hours before the cross, Christ gave an example.
在主耶稣上十字架之前，他做出了榜样。
All 12 are with the Lord at that last supper.
在最后的晚餐的时刻，十二个使徒都围绕着主在一起。
And they sit down.
他们坐下来。
Now just before they sat down, they had an argument.
但是他们坐下来以后，他们彼此中间有了争论。
There was conflict in that last supper.
在最后的晚餐上面有了冲突。
Who among us is the greatest?
他们彼此在那争论说，我们中间谁为大？
Who is chief?
谁是为首的？
Who gets the best seat?
谁能够坐在首位上面？
They asked this question numerous times. Who is the greatest among all 12 of us?
他们彼此之间为这个问题争论了好几次了。
They were concerned for position and rank.
他们在那里争位置。
Several times they argued who is the greatest among us.
好几次他们在那里问说，我们中间谁为大？
This became a thorn in our Lord's side.
这个成为好像主耶稣肋旁的一个荆棘。
Now here we are at these last moments and they're still wondering who's the boss.
就在跟主最后一个晚上，门徒们中间还在那争谁为大。
So they finally sit down.
他们都坐下来了。
And they eat.
在这吃饭。
And then our Lord does something that utterly shocks them.
然后我们的主做了一件让他们完全出乎意料吃惊的事。
He takes off his clothes, his outer garments.
他把衣服脱下。
And then he puts an apron around himself.
他把一个围裙围在他的身上。
This is a great translator! To their utter surprise,
令他们非常的吃惊。
He gets a bowl,
他拿了一个盆子。
And he does what a slave does.
照着一个仆人所做的，他在那做。
He goes around, picture this now in your mind, and he starts to wash their feet.
盼望各位都能够想象有一幅图像，耶稣开始洗门徒的脚。
The lowliest possible job, feet washing.
那是一个最低微的工作，洗别人的脚。
Peter says, you're not going to do that to me. No way, no way.
彼得说，不能够洗我的脚。
He's getting better. Maybe you should go into acting.
I once did.
Now,You have to realize, in their mind, that's what a slave does.
在他们的思想中，洗别人的脚是奴仆所做的工作。
They want thrones, they want glory, they want position.
excuse me, 他们要的是荣耀，他们要的是地位。
But he says, the greatest among you will be the one who serves.
他们在想说，如果我们中间最大的，应当坐在最中间。
So he goes around and he washes all their feet.
主在这种的思想中洗每一个门徒的脚。
And he says, I've given you an example.
我给你们一个榜样。
You call me Lord, you call me teacher.
你们称呼我主，称呼我做夫子。
And so I am.
我是的。
But I've given you an example.
但是我给你们一个榜样。
Serve one another.
你们要彼此服侍。
Wash feet.
彼此洗脚。
Don't be looking for thrones.
不要想到谁来做宝座。
And just hours after, he would actually give his life on the cross for them.
过几个小时，主耶稣就挂在十字架上。
Here he washes their feet, there he'll wash their soul.
在这个时刻他洗他们的脚，在那个时刻他洗他们的灵魂。
Now, after our Lord ascended into heaven, there were the 11 men looking up as he ascended into heaven.
当我们的主升上高天的时候，
What would happen after our Lord ascended to heaven to these men?
当我们的主升上高天的时候，这些人怎么样呢？
We know exactly what would happen.
我们知道会发生的事情是什么。
They would start fighting among one another.
他们彼此会相争的。
Who is the greatest?
谁是最大的？
And they would start 12 denominations.
他们会开始产生12个宗派。
Peter would start his own denomination because he thought he was the best speaker.
彼得会有彼得宗派，因为他觉得他是最好的讲员。
John would have started his own denomination.
约翰也会开始他自己的宗派。
Because he was the closest to the Lord.
因为他跟主最近了。
And James, the fiery one, he said, I'm starting my own denomination.
雅各说，我要开始我自己的宗派。
And they would start 12 denominations, each declaring to be the head.
这十二个门徒会开始十二个宗派，每一个人都说自己是那一个宗之主。
Isn't that what would have happened?
这个不是可能会发生的吗？
Except they finally learned.
但是他们最后却学习到。
We're not to fight one another, we're to wash one another's feet.
我们不要彼此相争，我们要彼此洗脚。
We're to be humble before one another.
我们要彼此谦卑。
We're to put on the clothes of humility.
我们要以谦卑来束腰。
And we're actually to think about the interest and the advantage of the other.
我们要以别人的益处为念。
And then the Holy Spirit came on them at Pentecost.
然后五旬节的时候圣灵降临了。
So with the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的能力
and the teachings of Christ,
借着基督的教导
About forgiveness,
怎么赦免
about loving one another,
怎么样彼此相爱
about humility,
怎么样的谦卑
about servanthood,
怎么样有一个仆人的灵
they lived it.
他们在那里生活
and you read the book of Acts, you see their unity.
你看见使徒行传中间他们怎么活那个合一的生活
they don't kill one another,
他们不是彼此互相残杀
or curse one another,
不是彼此互相的咒骂
theylive as a leadership body for the first church in unity.
在第一世纪的教会中间他们活出来那个合一所有的光景。
They had learned the lesson.
他们学了他们的功课。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍。
Promote one another.
这个彼此促进别人在主面前更加的服侍。
Stand in humility before one another.
他们彼此站在谦卑的位置上。
So we see the living example of Christ's teaching in the 12 apostles.
所以我们看见十二个使徒身上所有一个活的耶稣基督生命教导的显现。
So that's Paul's teaching to the Philippians.
这就是保罗向腓立比的教会所有的教导。
Set your mind on the Christ-like mind.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
Now can you imagine a church where every single member is tuned to Christ's attitude?
想象一下，如果教会每一个人都以耶稣基督的生命来作为调音的标准。
Can you imagine a church that every single member is thinking of the interest of the others?
想一想，教会里面每一个人都以考虑到别人的生命中得到益处。
Every single member is concerned about building up and encouraging the others.
每一个人都考虑到怎么样叫别人得到建造，得到造就。
where every single member is actually loving one another as Christ loved.
每一个人都像基督那样的爱别人。
Can you imagine such a church?
你能想象那是一个什么样的教会吗?
Can you imagine the joy of being together?
啊，你能想象那一个彼此同在的喜乐吗?
A church full of generosity to share with one another whatever the need.
那个教会，弟兄姊妹当有需要的时候，慷慨的解囊。
Well, that's what I see in the first five chapters of Acts.
那就是《使徒行传》头五章我看见的光景。
It even says there was none among them that had need. They were so generous in their giving.
啊，那时候告诉我们说，众人中间呢，所有的需要都满足了，没有一个人说东西是他自己的。
And we see this wonderful unity together.
我们看见那个教会所有一个稀奇的合一。
So we've come to the heart of conflict.
我们来到这个冲突的中心。
Pride and selfishness is at the root of most of this.
骄傲和自私乃是这个中心的最根本。
Whenever a person is filled with pride, the first thing they want to do is defend themselves.
一个人有骄傲，他所要做的头一件事就是自我防卫。
And pride has a unique way to blind us of our own faults.
骄傲常常的会使我们对自己的错误眼瞎。
Pride makes us very stubborn.
骄傲也使得一个人变成很固执。
And pride makes us self-righteous and self-justifying.
骄傲使得人自以为意。
But the humble person sees their faults.
但是一个谦卑的人看见自己的错误。
The humble person receives rebuke.
谦卑的人愿意接受别人的改正。
Really,Only the humble person can learn.
只有谦卑的人才能有真正的学习。
You can never teach a proud person.
你从永远不能够教导一个骄傲的人。
Paul even says, knowledge puffs up, it makes your head real big.
保罗说，知识使人自高自大。
And so you can't teach a proud person anything.
所以你对着一个骄傲的人是没有办法教导他的。
Humility is the way of Christ.
谦卑就是基督的样式。
Now let's go to another church.
现在呢，我们来到另外一个教会。
Now, Philippi was a good church.
腓立比是一个好教会。
But underneath, there was a current that was going to cause greater problems if not solved.
但是这个教会的里头，它有个暗流，如果你不去处理这个暗流的话，这个教会就会。
But the church in Corinth.
那么在哥林多的教会里头。
Out and out warfare.
啊，在那就教会里面呢，有许许多多的战争。
It was a very serious situation in the church of Corinth.
在哥林多的教会里面有非常严重的问题。
So let's look at number four.
我们现在来到第四点。
Lessons in conflict from the church at Corinth, act in love.
从哥林多的教会学习冲突的功课，是在爱中行事。
If there was ever a church that caused heartache to Paul, this was the church.
如果有一个教会让保罗头痛的话，就是这个教会。
Now, this church was a very proud church.
哥林多教会是一个非常自以为傲的教会。
That's why Paul uses the word puffed up so many times. Inflated heads.
所以保罗常常喜欢用这个自高自大，就是这个整个的这个头很大。
They were...Very proud of their knowledge and wisdom.
他们非常的以他们有的知识为荣。
They were proud of their spiritual experiences.
他们以他们属灵的经历为骄傲。
Some of them could speak in tongues.
有一些人甚至能说方言。
There were miracle workers.
啊，有一些人能行神迹。
But the big thing was their knowledge.
但是最大的问题乃是他们的知识。
They were proud of their knowledge.
他们以他们的知识为傲。
And we are going to get one of the most important teachings about knowledge in this book.
我们从哥林多书信的里面会看见关于这一方面的知识方面的教导，知识为傲的教导。
Now this church was not walking in the Spirit.
这个教会不是在圣灵中来行事的。
In fact, in this church we see all the works of the flesh, jealousy, fits of anger.
但是在哥林多教会里面我们看见满了肉体的这个光景骄傲啊结党啊
We see terrible selfishness.
我们看见可怕的自私自利
It was a worldly church.
那是一个属世的教会
Someone said this.
有的人说
It was no problem that the church was in Corinth, but too much of Corinth was in the church.
在哥林多教会没问题，可是一个教会里面有太多哥林多就有问题。
So it was a worldly church acting like the world.
那是一个属世的教会，像世界的人所做的一样。
So he is going to confront their pride of knowledge and he's going to confront their selfishness.
保罗在这里要对着他们的骄傲这个问题来对抗。
Now to do this, we come to the 13th chapter.
为着这个缘故，我们来到看看哥林多前书第13章。
So let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13.
我们打开哥林多前书第13章。
And before we read verses 1 to 3, we're going to read verse 31 of chapter 12.
在我们读第13章1到3节之前呢，让我们先来读一读这个第12章第30-31节。
Chapter 12, verse 31. Let's read that and then the first three verses of chapter 13. We'll just do it in Chinese.
我们读哥林多前书十二章三十一节，然后跳到第十三章第一到第三节。你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。我现在把最妙的道指示你们。我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的罗想的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信。叫我能够移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Now, many people use this for a wedding.
很多人使用哥林多前书这一章作为婚礼中间的劝勉。
Other people say it's a beautiful hymn or poetry.
别的人说这个第十三章啊是一个美丽的诗章。
But neither of those are true.
这两种说法都不是对的。
This is written in the context of conflict.
保罗把这一章写出来乃是在这个教会有冲突这个问题上面而写的。
This is the answer to their conflict.
这是保罗对着教会的冲突所有的回答。
So at the end of chapter 12,
所以第十二章的末了
Talking about spiritual gifts,
说到属灵的恩赐
which should build up the church and unite the church,
我们要建立教会，我们要使教会能够合一。
They were using spiritual gifts to build up themselves and divide the church.
他们却借着自己的恩赐建立自己，却让教会的受到了分裂。
So he says, you're very interested in spiritual gifts, particularly tongue speaking.
保罗就对他们说你们特别的对着恩赐有兴趣特别是说方言的恩赐
It looks like in a public meeting they were showing off their spiritual gifts
好像是在他们公众聚会的时候人就在那里说方言为着 表现自己有这个恩赐
Some of them talking right over one another showing off
他们这个说一句那个又回一句在那里彼此表现
So Paul says at the end of chapter 12, I'm going to show you a better way, a more excellent way than gifts.
保罗就说我现今把最妙的道指示给你们。
I don't even think they thought of this.
我不需要这个考虑他们想什么。
Now I want to remind you, this letter was read publicly to the whole church.
你要记得保罗写信的时候把那个信乃是公开在教会面前诵读的。
Put yourself in their place.
你把你自己放在他们的这个角色上面来思想一下。
And you're sitting there like you're sitting right now.
你就坐在他们中间，就好像现在坐在这儿一样。
And brother here is reading the letter to the whole congregation.
那么弟兄就把这段话就向全教会来宣读。
And Paul says, "I'm going to show you a more excellent way than gifts."
我要把最妙的道，乃是比恩赐还更重要的道。指给你们看。
They must have thought, well, what's more excellent than gifts?
他们在那儿想啊，还有什么比我们的恩赐更重要的道呢？
These great spiritual powers we have.
我们所有的这个有能力的恩赐。
And the knowledge and wisdom we have.
我们所有的知识，所有的智慧。
What could be more excellent than that?
有什么还比这个更妙呢？
Here it is.
保罗在这里告诉我，
If I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的言语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。
Notice he picks tongues first.
注意他这里先说到的是方言。
They were very fascinated by this.
啊，当时的人非常的对这些呢，觉得稀奇。
But it made them inflated in their heads.
啊，然后呢，就让他们的头脑中间呢，就放大。
And it even caused conflict.
啊，造成了许许多多的冲突。
So Paul says, if I could speak like angels.
所以保罗说，我能够说天使的言语。
But I didn't have love.
但是没有爱。
It would be annoying.
那就是根本没有意义。
And then he says, if I have all prophecy, all knowledge, notice the emphasis on all.
啊，注意保罗说，我若有先知讲道之能，各样的知识，注意这里讲各样。
There is no such thing as all knowledge. But if I had it.
根本没有所谓的各样的知识这一回事，可是就是说假设有的话
But have not love, I am nothing.
却没有爱，那我就算不得上。
I am defective.
我就是一个失去该有的功能的人。
So he's teaching us, knowledge without love is really spiritual bankruptcy.
告诉我们说，有知识却没有爱，那是属灵的破产。
See, love tempers knowledge.
我们看见说，爱乃是叫知识得以调和的。
It's very typical of intelligent people to think they're superior to everyone else because they have a lot of knowledge.
很典型的就是有知识的人常常的就觉得说比别人强，因为他们很有知识。
So if you knew all the secrets of the Bible and knew the Bible memorized and you didn't have love, you would be spiritually bankrupt.
比方说你能够背诵全本的圣经却没有爱，你以为你有了这一个属灵的秘密，其实保罗说你算不得什么。
This church lacked love.
这个教会缺少的是爱。
And that's why it has so much fighting.
因此这个教会里面充满着战争。
Whenever you lack love, you will fall into fighting.
当你缺少爱的时候，你就落入到战争中间。
Now I was talking about the spirit of the church.
我是说的这个教会的精神。
When people walk into your church,
当人进到你们的教会的时候，
the first thing they should feel, literally feel it.
当他们头一件事情，他们应当有这种的感觉的。
Look how these people love each other.
能够说到说，看一看这个教会何等彼此相爱。
They don't race out that door.
他们不会说立刻转身就走。
They love being with one another.
他们喜欢大家留下来彼此相待。
They love serving one another.
他们喜欢彼此服侍。
Promoting others.
促进别人。
Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples if you love as I loved you.
主耶稣说，如果你们彼此相爱，人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So you have to ask, what is the culture of your church?
所以你必须问一问，你们教会的文化精神是什么？
Is it proud of knowledge?
是不是有知识有骄傲？
Proud of being the right ones?
这个以自己是正确的为傲。
Or is it love?
或者你们是以爱为你们的精神。
Now, if love is so important to the church,
如果爱对教会是这么重要，
In fact, indispensable to the church,
事实上是教会不可缺少的。
What is it?
那么是什么呢？
Now, back in the 60s, the Beatles sang a song, All You Need Is Love.
在60年代，这个披头合唱团说，人所需要的就是爱。
They still play the song today.
今天他们还这个演唱这一个歌曲。
All You Need Is Love.
你们所有的需要就是爱。
Love, love, love.
爱爱爱。
Love, love, love.
爱爱爱。
All You Need Is Love.
你们所需要的就是爱。
Love is all you need.
爱就是你所需要的。
Love, love, love.
爱爱爱。
They say that about 30 times.
他们大概这个歌里面唱了30遍。
You can memorize this song in 30 seconds.
你30秒钟就能把这个歌就背下来了，就记得了。
I just sang the whole song to you, actually.
我刚刚唱的整个这个歌就是就这么这些词儿。
It was a very popular song.
那是很流行的一首歌。
But they never told us what love is.
但是他们唱完了以后，从来没告诉我们解释什么是爱。
All you need is love, but what is it?
你所需要的就是爱，但是爱是什么呢？
Well, Jesus said it's the greatest commandment.
耶稣说那是最大的命令。
It's above all the other commandments.
那是比所有其他的命令都要在上。
It's the summary of the whole law.
那是律法的总纲。
Paul says, without love, all your spiritual gifts are bankrupt.
保罗说，如果没有爱，你所有的恩赐都破产。
So what is it?
那爱是什么呢？
Well, he's going to give you now 15 descriptions of love.
他就底下说明用15样来说明爱是什么。
So, in verses 4 to 7, 15 descriptions of love.
所以在第四到第七节，保罗就做了这个描述。
So you should have no question, what is love according to the Bible?
所以按照圣经来告诉我们说，你应当没有问题能够知道什么是爱。
Now, whenever I meet a newly married couple,
每一次我这个跟刚刚结过婚的人见面的时候，
And that's a very special time in life when you're brand newly married.
你刚刚结婚，那是生命中间呢那个崭新的时刻。
I like to give an assignment to newly married couples.
我喜欢给刚刚结婚的人有一个功课。
Now no one ever asked me to marry them anymore.
现在呢没有人要求我再来主持婚礼了。
Because in the marriage ceremony, I give them homework.
因为我在婚礼中间呢老给他们功课。
I don't know why they don't want homework on their honeymoon.
我不知道他们在这个蜜月期间为什么不喜欢做功课。
But I give them homework.
但是我给他们功课。
And here's what I tell them to do.
这是我告诉他们该怎么做的。
All right. When you're on your honeymoon, no homework.
好，在蜜月期间没有 homework。
Now, when you get home, you're going to start homework.
你回到家里以后开始你的功课。
You are going to study the 15 descriptions of love.
你要研读这里所说到的爱的15个描述。
And you're going to do one description a week.
你一个礼拜要行一个。
First week,
第一个礼拜
you're going to study all week, love suffers long.
第一个礼拜你要学习爱是恒久忍耐。
And you're going to put little stickums around the house. Love suffers long.
你把这一句话呢，爱恒久忍耐呢，做成标签标语贴在家里。
You're going to look up in a dictionary. What does it mean? Love is long suffering.
你去查查圣经字典，什么叫做爱是恒久忍耐
？You're going to get a commentary. Look up what that Greek word means.
去找一找注释书，希腊文这个意思是什么？
And every evening at the table, you're going to discuss what does it mean? Love is patient.
每天晚上吃晚饭的时候，你们两个新人呢，就彼此讨论一下，什么叫做爱是恒久忍耐。
For a whole week, you are to discuss that.
每一个礼，这一个礼拜里面，每一天你都要这么做。
You're going to come up with illustrations.
然后呢，你要把一些例子讲给我。
Week two.
第二个礼拜。
Love is kind.
爱是又有恩慈。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
You are to study all week kindness.
你要一个礼拜在那里学习。怎么样？什么叫恩慈？
So if you're a newly married couple,
如果你是刚刚结过婚的人，
this is your homework assignment.
这就是你在婚姻中间所有的功课。
For 15 weeks, you will discuss each of these points of what love is and what love is not.
15个礼拜的里面，你把这一段经文的每一个15遍的15个每一个都去做功课。
You may even want to take up this study, as a church.
也许你们整个教会要有这样的一个学习做功课。
I was in Scotland, and in Scotland, I gave a series of messages on the 15 descriptions of love.
有一次我去苏格兰讲道，在苏格兰那次讲道中间，我就讲了这个爱的15个方面。
And when I was done, a very famous preacher who traveled all over Scotland and Ireland came up and talked to me.
在我苏格兰的这个讲道的行程完了以后，有一位弟兄来到我面前。
And he said this to me.
他对我说，
I know love is important, but I have never heard a single sermon on the 15 descriptions of love in my whole life.
他说我知道爱是非常重要的。 可是在我整个做基督徒的日子中间，从来没有听过仔仔细细把这十五方面讲出来的。
So I invited him to take these sermons and preach them in Scotland and Ireland. I said, they're yours.
所以我就把我讲到的这些材料呢，就给了他。我说你可以仔细研读，然后去跟其他的苏格兰的其他的教会来分享。
Now in the book back there, Leading with Love, I go through each of these 15 descriptions in detail.
我那一本书《爱的领导》在那后面就有仔仔细细的讲解。
So if you want to learn the 15 descriptions of love, get that book and study it together. There's a workbook that goes with it. So you'll go and you'll really know all 15.
所以你愿意这样的学习功课的话，我建议你可以去有这一本书，然后后面呢都有功课来做的。
Now remember, they're in the context of church conflict.
注意，这一段话是在有冲突的教会这个背景之下保罗说出来。
Now, let's go through them very rapidly. I will not take a lot of time just to give them a general brushing over.
我们很快的把这15样来提一提。
First, he starts with two positive statements about love.
头一个，保罗说到爱的正面的两方面。
The first statement is, love suffers long.
这里告诉我们爱是恒久忍耐。
That means it's patient, it's long-suffering.
那告诉我们说是忍耐，是长久的忍耐。
Now this begins the list, love is patient.
所以恒久忍耐开始了这个爱十五方面的说明。
But this concept is actually repeated at least two or three times throughout this list.
这一句话在这一个中间呢是不断的重复。
So it must be very important that God speaks of it several times.
所以我们看见呢，忍耐这件事情，神告诉我们非常的重要。
If you were to ask God, what is love like?
如果你问神说，爱像什么？
Oh, he would say, love suffers long.
神一定回答说，爱就是恒久忍耐。
Love is forbearing.
爱是彼此忍耐，包容。
The Bible tells us God is forbearing.
告诉我们神是包容我们的神。
So it's a characteristic of God.
那就说出是神自己所有的品格。
Love is very patient with others.
爱是对别人存着忍耐。
Even when wronged and hurt.
就是别人对不起你，就做错了事，你还是忍耐。
Then he says love is kind.
然后他说爱是又有恩慈。
Oh, this is a beautiful word.
这是一个非常美丽的词句。
Someone has said, kindness is love in work clothes.
有人说爱是恩慈，乃是这个在人里面所有的穿着。
Kindness is doing good deeds for other people.
这个恩慈就是对着别人做这个有慈善的事情。
It's a sympathy for other people.
同情别人。
It wants to serve.
愿意服侍别人。
People respond to kindness.
人对着仁慈的事情总是愿意回应的。
If you want to influence people, be kind.
如果你要影响，盼望影响别人，要对人有恩慈。
It's a great power.
那是一个很伟大的力量。
Love is characterized by a kindness.
爱是以恩慈来作为它的特征的。
What a beautiful word.
那是一个何等美丽的词句。
The Lord Jesus was kind.
主耶稣是满了恩慈。
And God is kind to us.
神对着我们满了恩慈。
In a thousand ways.
神对着我们的恩慈有上千上千不同的方式。
The list begins with these two positive virtues.
所以这十五样开始的时候是两方面，两个正面的。
Then Paul does something very unusual at this point.
然后保罗所做的呢是非常的不平常。
I would expect him to keep listing positive statements.
我以为啊，保罗会继续的把正面的呢说下去。
But he doesn't do that.
但是保罗没这么做。
He turns to 8 negative statements.
他就转到八个负面的爱不是什么了。
Why 8 negative statements about love? Love is not this.
为什么保罗在这里转向八个爱的负面的不是什么不是什么呢？
All of these eight negative statements revolve around the self-centered life.
这八方面都是围绕着人的自己为中心。
And that was at the heart of their problem.
这就是他们问题的中心。
They were a self-centered group of people.
哥林多教会是一个以自我为中心的教会。
And their self-centeredness produced these vices.
这个自我为中心就产生出这些的恶行。
They're all the opposite of love.
那全是爱相反的表现。
He starts out with love does not envy.
他开始说爱是不嫉妒。
We know from chapter 3 there was a problem of jealousy in the church over gifts and over knowledge.
在哥林多前书第三章我们读到这个哥林多教会他们有知识他们有恩赐因此他们中间彼此就产生了嫉妒。
Look all through the Bible, again and again conflict arises out of jealousy.
我们从圣经的里面再仔细看下去一次一次的冲突产生是从嫉妒。
So, heading the negative list is the sin, the base sin of human envy or jealousy.
所以，人类的罪恶的这个根本，这个开始就从嫉妒、自私而来。
You look around.
你看一看
that brother has a bigger car than me.
那个弟兄有一辆比我更大的车。
Oh, that sister gets to sing and I don't get to sing. To sing. Yes. That sister gets to sing and I don't. Jealousy.
Singing?
Singing.
Oh, 那个姊妹很会唱。
And you look around and their blessing becomes something you hate.
你看一看别人所得的祝福超过我。
Some brother, some sister gets acknowledged by the congregation and you don't.
有个弟兄有个姊妹大家都在那里很看重他们而我却没有被看重。
Or they have better clothes than I have.
他们穿得比我更好。
And it's not soon before we hate them.
没有要不了多久你心里面开始就讨厌他。
And we say something like, oh, if people only knew...
你说
I know what they're really like.
那些人那你们以为他怎么样我告诉你我知道他们怎么样。
And so you try to pull people down.
那个时候你要把别人拉下来。
It's perverse selfishness.
那乃是我们的自私所有的表现。
Now very similar to it is love does not boast.
还有呢说的爱是不自夸。
Oh, I probably make more money in this assembly than any other person.
我大概是全教会中间这个赚钱赚最多的人。
I definitely have the biggest house.
我当然呢有大房子。
I've got the best education.
我受的教育最高。
I've got 3 PhDs.
我有三个博士学位。
Working on the fourth one.
现在我正在要得第四个。
I'm definitely more handsome.
我当然是非常的英俊。
I'm more beautiful.
我比别人更美丽。
Look at my beautiful head of hair.
你看看我的头发。
I'm leaving. Oh, many subtle ways we boast.
我们许许多多这一些微妙的这些的这个夸耀。
Oh,I was up at 4 this morning praying.
今天早上4点钟我就起来祷告了。
I walked by your room.
我那个时候走过你。
You were snoring.
你那时候正在打鼾呢。
I thought the doors were coming off.
我那时候以为你这个声音那么大这个门都要被你打开了。
I've read the Bible 5 times through.
我已经读圣经读5遍了。
How many subtle ways we brag and boast of ourselves?
我们很多这种很微妙的这种自夸的这个。
Someone says something, I've done this, and immediately you've got to say, well, I've done it better.
很多别人说我做了这个，然后你总想出来你做的比他更好。
I memorized 5 verses yesterday.
我昨天背诵了5节经文。
Oh, that's nothing. I memorized 20.
那算不了什么，我背了二十节。
I have a photographic mind.
我有一个照相机的头脑。
You must be really dumb.
你一定很笨。
Five verses are nothing.
五节算不了什么。
All little subtle ways we boast and push ourselves up and push others down.
在这些很微妙的这些的话语言谈中间，你自己把别人降低了，把自己要升高了。
Love is not arrogant.
爱是不张狂。
That means it's not puffed up, inflated in the mind.
那就是说不是我们在头脑中间自高自大。
Self-superiority, we call it.
所谓的叫做自己的优越感。
It's a puffing up of self in front of other people.
那是在别人面前把自己呢就高抬了。
And it's not rude.
不是很这个粗鲁。
In other words, love touches many little small things in life, like politeness.
很多时候好像我们对着别人呢很有礼貌。
There's only one seat left at the table.
在这一个桌子上面只剩下一个座位。
Love is not rude. It doesn't just get in that first seat.
这个你不是很粗鲁的就去抢那个位置。
It looks around. Maybe there's an older person that needs to sit here or someone who couldn't get a seat and you give it to another. It's polite.
那你就看一看周围，也许有一个老人家他正需要一个座位坐下来，你有礼貌的请他坐。
Then he said, it does not insist on its own way.
然后他说不求自己的益处。
In other words, it's not a self-seeker.
换句话说，他不是求只管自己。
And this was the heart of their problem.
这是这个问题的中心。
It is not irritable.
然后告诉我们说呢，不轻易发怒。
That could be translated, it's not quick to get angry.
可以翻译成不快发怒。
You know, the person who's real prickly, you just say the wrong thing, they just get, so hurt, I'm hurt.
有的人呢，他这个非常的敏感呢，一下说我受伤了。
You're very touchy and you're just quick to respond if you're hurt.
你是非常敏感的人呢，一下你就受伤了。
You make everything about you and how you feel.
你把每一件事情都朝着你自己来，都以你自己为准为中心。
And then he says, love is not resentful.
然后告诉我们说，爱是不计算人的恶。
In other words, it doesn't hold grudges.
换句话说呢，你就不会去算计别人。
Literally, it says it doesn't keep a record of any wrongs done.
这个字面上的翻译就是不去记别人每一笔的账。
There are some Christian people I know, and I've known them a very long time.
有一些基督徒我认识啊，我认识他们很久了。
And whenever you're with them,
每一次跟他们在一起
，they always bring up what you did to them 30 years before.
他们老爱提三十年以前你怎么样怎么样对了他们，对不起他们。
You can't even remember it.
你都记不起来了。
But they remember.
但是他们记得。
They've got a record of it.
他们呢可是一笔一笔都记得。
And they have been saving that record.
他们把这个记录呢留下来。
So they can remind you for the 10th time what you did.
他们可以提醒你，你已经做了第十次了。
Literally, we had a man in our church.
在我们教会里面就有这么一个人
，who wouldn't even talk to one of the elders and became very bitter at the whole church.
他不愿意跟教会的长老们谈话。
Well, 10 years ago, one of the elders promised to go fishing with him, and he didn't.
因为十年以前呢，那长老中间有一个人答应跟他一起去钓鱼，结果那个长老没去。
He said that elder's a liar.
他说那个长老说谎。
I'm still waiting to go fishing.
我还在等着跟他去钓鱼呢。
Now I know that sounds petty, but that's a true story.
我觉得说这个是非常琐碎的事情，但是就是如此。
And that man had a list of all the things the other elders had done wrong to him.
那一个人就有长老们怎么样对他不起的一笔一笔的账。
You know what love does?
你知道爱是什么呢？
Love lets all that go.
爱乃是让这些都过去。
Love has an amazing way to forget.
爱是有一个很奇妙的方法，能让我们能够过得去。
Love remembers that I've hurt plenty of people myself.
爱是记住我怎样多次得罪了别人。
And then love does not rejoice at any kind of wrongdoing.
爱是不喜欢不义。
Any kind of evil, any kind of fall, love does not rejoice in it.
爱对着所有的这些的这些不公义的事情不喜欢。
Maybe there's a country in the world that you really dislike that country.
也许世界上面有一个国家，你真的不喜欢那个国家。
And you hear of a terrible earthquake in that country. Thousands have died.
啊，听见那个国家有了地震，上千人的因为这地震的缘故丧命了。
Little children buried in homes.
啊，小的孩子陷在这个地震的这个瓦砾中间。
And you go, good riddance to bad rubbish.
啊，你说这个到了那个国家，然后你就说了啊，终于啊，你们罪有应得。
Oh, I'm happy that happened to them.
我真高兴你们发生的事。
No, love would never do that.
爱绝对不会这么做。
Love does not rejoice in any kind of evil or wrongdoing.
爱是不喜欢所有的不义，所有的错误。
How about people that leave your church and you say, ah, I hope everything goes, I hope he loses his job.
有些人呢，离开你们教会了，你对这些人怎么看？希望他失业。
Oh no, often people think that way.
常常人就这么想呢。
And you gloat over some tragedy in someone's life because they left your church.
当他们遭遇到一些悲剧的事情之后，你呢就特别的喜欢着夸他们，说这样的事情。
Love would never rejoice over ill of any believer.
爱不是这样的。
Now he balances the eight negatives with one positive.
所以我们看见说保罗在这里讲了八样是负面的，只讲了一方面呢是这个这两方面是正面的。
Love cannot rejoice over any kind of evil. It always rejoices with anything that's true and right.
爱永远是不会不喜欢不义，永远是喜欢义的事情。
Now he's done with the eight negative statements.
他说了八方面爱这个负面。
Now, to each negative statement, remember, there will be a counter positive one.
每一个负面的，记住，都有一个正面的来相对照。
I did not have time to look at the positives of each of the negatives.
我没有时间把每一个正面的对照呢，来跟大家说明。
Now, he closes this 15 descriptions with four quick, little staccato statements about love. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
那么他最后呢结束这段话就以凡事包容凡事相信凡事盼望凡事忍耐作为对着爱的认识的结束。
Notice we're back to long suffering and patience again.
那注意你到最后就又看见说到忍耐。
Love, it can bear all things.
爱能够凡事忍耐。
Now, if you want an example of all four of these statements, it's Moses.
如果你要想到这些经文里面所说到的，你就想到摩西的例子。
Watch how Moses dealt with the children of Israel. He could bear all things.
你就看一看摩西怎么样能够忍受以色列百姓凡事对他们忍耐。
He could endure all things.
他能够凡事忍耐。
And he could believe and hope.
他也能够凡事相信。
How could he do this?
他怎么能这样做呢？
Because he loved God and he loved those people.
因为他爱神，他也爱这些百姓。
And even when God said, "Step back, I'm going to wipe them out," Moses said, "Please don't do that."
就是神已经发怒了，说我要灭绝这些百姓。摩西还求情呢。
He loved them.
因为他爱他们。
So, at the heart of most of our conflict is lovelessness.
我们说到爱。的最重要的一点就是不爱自己。
And love is the first fruit of the Spirit.
爱是圣灵的果子的头一个味道。
You see these 15 descriptions? That is walking in the Spirit.
这个15样就是在圣灵中间行事为人。
It's not biting and devouring one another.
不是彼此相咬相吞。
Will you close in prayer with me?
我们一同低头做结束的祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for these wonderful descriptions of love.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们对着爱这些美好的认识。
May these be true of us.
我们何等的盼望这些对着我们而言都是实际的。
May it be our natural reaction to problems.
让我们真是有很自然的用这些作为我们对事情的反应。
By your Spirit, work these deep into our minds and hearts.
求你借着你的圣灵把这一些深深地坐在我们的生命中。
In Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.